Andrew Schneider on KNIA Radio. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee, here with Matt Oliver, head coach of the Indianola boys track and field team, who had a very solid night in Mason City at the state qualifier. 18 total entries represented across almost every event in Class 4A at the state meet after competing well last night in Indianola. First of all, coach, your thoughts about how your guys were able to perform at their best on Thursday and have a real opportunity to shine at the Blue Oval.
Yeah, we were really pleased with the effort we got out of our kids. We qualified in 15 out of 19 events, so there are just a couple events that we didn't get through. As a team, we finished behind the we got second at the meet at the state qualifier and finished second behind a very, very good Cedar Falls team. We scored 135 team points, and it was really just a solid team effort from top to bottom, from shot putters to our 3,200 guys. Very pleased and excited about what next week will hold for us.
Well, and throughout the entire season, you obviously compete in the Little Hawkeye Conference. Last week was kind of setting the stage for this week. How exciting has it been to watch your guys improve, knowing that they're seeing some of that great competition? And how do you think some of those tough meets throughout the year, like the Jim Duncan and so on, paid off last night?
Yeah, it's been a nice progression. We have a lot of younger kids that are competing at the varsity level for us, and we have a good schedule. We do, like you said, mentioned with Jim Duncan, we have the opportunity to go up there for a regular season meet and compete on the Blue Oval and kind of use that as a dress rehearsal. And then, you know, last week we got to battle in the Little Hawkeye Conference and came out second there to a tough pellet team. So we feel pretty battle tested in season and ready to go and excited to go up and compete at the 4A level next week at Drake Stadium.
Well, and as always in 4A, it can be tough to compete, but one of the advantages you may have is kind of spreading your events out throughout the entirety, like you said, 15 out of 19 events. How do you think that helps you set up in the attempt to try and score some points, especially with a lot of teams and seeds that might be a little bit lower than that scoring threshold? But how excited are you to see your guys try to push for that and have that opportunity to do so really across all the field events and on the track?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to have our opportunities to go up there and compete like crazy and try to score some points. Some of our events are in kind of the teens, you know, the 13, 14, 15 range. So we're going to have some opportunities to better our seeds and go up there and hopefully as a young team score some points and get some experience at a very high level type meet and compete against the best in the state. And if it doesn't pay off for us next week, we really feel like in the next couple of years, we can take these experiences and apply them to what lies ahead for this squad.
And I was about to say, when I went through the list earlier today of your qualifiers, a ton of sophomores, quite a few juniors, and then a handful of really good seniors. What do you think that says about where the program is at, let alone whatever happens next week? But how exciting is that to know that you do have that youth that's kind of driving things, but you also have some seniors who have grown through the program and have added their name to these lists? And just overall, how do you assess the team going into state, knowing that already you've probably accomplished a lot of what you wanted to accomplish?
Yeah, we have a special group of seniors that we're going to hate to say goodbye to this next week. But we know that the future is bright with our sophomores and juniors there, and a handful of freshmen as well. These seniors have won, you know, a lot of meets this year for us, and they've really set the example. And that being said, these younger kids, these sophomores, have really been the juniors that have bought into the example that's been set forth by our seniors. So we're grateful for them, yet excited to know that as good as our team is this year, we have an opportunity to be pretty good in the next couple of years as well.
And you've already alluded to it, the idea that 4A, obviously the competition's fantastic, and it'll take a lot to get yourself to crack into the top 10 or even 5 of this meet. So that being said, and considering that, what are your expectations as a coaching staff going into the week, and what are the things that you really want to see from your guys, whether it is results or just even improvement, that will have you pretty satisfied by Championship Saturday?
Yeah, we always, as a coaching staff here at Indianola, we always take pride in the fact that we feel like we can get our kids to be their very, very best in the 3 weeks in May that matter the most. So obviously we want to go up there, and we'd love to see kids have personal records. We have some school records that we can go after, and then hopefully some of that will lead to some points for us. But it's all about going up there and competing your very best against the very best in the state. And our athletes have done that all year long, and we're excited to see them do that one more time at the state meet.
Well, looking forward to seeing Indianola all over the Blue Oval between the boys and girls teams next week. Our coverage coming up in the afternoon sessions Thursday and Friday, and then, of course, championship Saturday. That's Matt Oliver, head coach of the Indianola boys track and field team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, nice to meet you here in this phone call and conversation. Look forward to seeing your guys competing next week.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate the coverage.